Last Saturday, a handful of volunteers showed up to learn how to spread the word about the new healthcare law. Stan Williams, an organizer with the national nonprofit Enroll America, quizzed the volunteers on the essentials before they hit the streets.
What date does open enrollment begin?
October 1.
October 1st.
What date does coverage begin?
January
1st.
Similar Canvas trainings like this played out over the weekend in several states across the country. While it's laborious to go door to door, Enroll America believes these conversations are best to have in person. Some of their key talking points: letting people know they might be eligible for financial assistance for insurance, they can't be charged more if they have pre-existing conditions, and help will be available from trained navigators to choose a plan. Stan Williams.
There's a lot of misconceptions out there, so we want to put a human face to these folks and say, here are the facts about what happens October 1st.
But there's a challenge for any of these efforts. Of Arizona's million uninsured, about 30% are foreign-born, and a portion of those don't speak much English. So groups like this know they'll also need translated materials and bilingual messengers.
I'm Kate Sheehy in Las Vegas. Driving along Spring Mountain Road here, you see shopping centers packed with Korean, Japanese, and Vietnamese businesses. Edward Dianse is like many people in this community. He knows very little about Obamacare. He's from the Philippines.
There's like a lot of things to change, but I don't really know the details.
According to the 2011 census, about 18% of Asian Americans in Nevada are uninsured. Emily Higby is the business development director for the Asian Community Resource Center. She says her group is struggling to get the word out about Obamacare. She says there's no local broadcast media in the various Asian languages, and on top of that, they often can't even communicate with each other.
We can't even have a meeting of the Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Japanese in one room because you have to translate.
Dan Heffley is helping Higby's group understand the law and to make their efforts more visible. He is a volunteer with the Governor's Office for Consumer Health Assistance.
Oftentimes, you get different demographics that like to stay under the radar, and they're really not aware of how it affects them.
Heffley says it's going to take a long time for everyone to be on the same page. He says the Obama administration may realize that their time frames were too short.
I'm Tristan Ottone in Albuquerque. Another group that's having difficulty learning about the Affordable Care Act is Native Americans. A new report from the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, finds that most Native Americans would be eligible for expanded Medicaid, tax credits, or basic health care under the Act. The GAO's Kathleen King says the report also looked at outreach efforts by the Indian Health Service to promote enrollment in the new program.
We found that there was not a lot of widespread information about the expanded eligibility.
In states along the border, Texas to California, it's estimated that over 317,000 tribal members may be eligible for expanded Medicaid services alone. And at the moment, Texas is the only state in the Southwest that has opted not to expand services.
Given the fact that so many are going to be eligible for expanded coverage, we would hope that as many as possible would take advantage of that because it is access to a broader range of services.
The GAO report finished interviews in February. The Indian Health Service says they're now ready to start implementing ACA benefits in Indian country. Jeffrey Roth is a spokesman for IHS.
We're doing everything we can within our IHS-operated facilities. I know tribes are doing the same thing and planning to do the same thing, and urban Indian programs are as well.
Unlike the rest of the population, Native Americans are exempt from the mandate to purchase coverage, and they will not pay financial penalties if they do not sign up. Still, with a majority of Native people living in urban areas without access to care through IHS, the ACA could fill in those insurance gaps. In Albuquerque, I'm Tristan Ottone.